Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Ballard back on the show. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and going back now for coming up on 19 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's a consulting partner with the Ken Blanchard Company. He's been doing that for a long time. He's the author of What's the Rush, and many, many other books, including all the Whale Done books. He co-authored all those, and Little Wave, Old Swell. That's one of my favorites. And he's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to say four things to you. Peace. Shalom. Salam. Que la paz esté con ustedes.
Uh-huh.
Same word four ways, and they all mean peace.
Well, you know, there are certain keys to peace. This is the time people are saying and singing about peace on earth, and you know the saying that, you know, if you want world peace, peace has got to begin with you. So that's the theme this morning is keys to peace, body, mind, and soul. And is it okay to start?
Well, absolutely. Now tell us about peace.
Yeah, I want to talk about peace of the body and ask your folks if they're being kind to the body, because you can be unkind to the body with too much food or too much drink, even too much exercise, but overwork and stress. So I think my word is to get enough sleep, relax, eat less, because so many body problems are due to overeating, and do things in moderation and laugh and be joyful. And happiness goes out to every cell of your body when you're happy. And I think, Jim, you're an example of that. So I'm talking to the choir when I'm talking to you.
Well, I do believe our body responds to our attitude. I was born with good protoplasm. I had the blessing of good protoplasm. But I do believe that sickness follows a bad attitude. I'm convinced that I have willed sickness out of my body. I've just said, nope, not going to be sick, not going to happen. And I know for some people that sounds silly or cavalier or whatever, but I do believe it makes a difference if you won't give into it. I mean, I know people, Jim, who January 1, they already know they're going to be out of work with a sniffle sometime this year.
Yeah. You know, folks, you're talking to the expert here. So let's talk about peace of mind next, Jim, okay?
But tell me though, peace, what's the how is peace connected to happiness?
Well, I think, how is peace connected to happiness?
Are they the same thing?
No, I don't think so. I think peace is something that you have in your body and yourself. It's a state of equilibrium.
Yes, and reconciliation.
Illness, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Redemption, I mean, it's to me, when I think of peace within myself, I think of I've reconciled my paradoxes. I've redeemed myself from the things that I shouldn't have done, whatever. I mean, if you're going to have peace, You've got to redeem yourself. You've got to have reconciliation, it seems to me.
That's exactly right. And you've kind of brought me up here and taken my sermon about...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to just repeat what you said, because after the peace of body, I want to talk about peace of mind.
Right.
And ask people if they're entertaining some guests in their mind. Guests like jealousy and anger and resentment and worry and dealing with unhealthy things. So I say, let go of those things. Just simply let go. Forget the past. And remember that worry worrying is like paying interest on a debt that never comes due. You ever heard that?
Right, of course.
And if you want to test your memory, try to recall what you were worrying about 1 year ago today. That's always a challenge.
That's a great exercise.
I know.
Yeah.
But you were talking also, Jim, about peace of soul. You were, mm-hmm. when you talked about redemption and letting go of your, I don't know what you call them. But well, peace of soul, you know, you could be, your folks could be living with a heartache and guilt or mm-hmm. shame or regrets. Mm-hmm. They could wake up every morning kind of regretting stuff of the past. So I say, you know, it's a time to forgive someone. And don't make people be what they've done. And if it's yourself, for goodness sake, let yourself off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Take comfort in your own goodness.
There are people who don't want to be forgiven, who aren't redeemable. And those are the people I move away from. But if there is someone that can be redeemed, if there is someone that can, that is seeking some kind of reconciliation, even without anybody admitting any guilt, that's the way to move toward those people, right?
Yeah, and those people, I'm talking to them this morning, those people, to say, you know, you're a goodness inside, and you haven't been believing it. So take comfort in in the good part of yourself.
Right.
And also toward other people, you know, practice some generosity.
That's a very peaceful move right there. I want to talk about that when we come back. I'm going to get Jim to talk to us more about peace and generosity, reconciliation, redemption on the other side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.